my name is Athena Mode, and Steve Hexum is on RagBri right now. And so I'm here to represent the radio station and also the municipal van. Thank you all for coming out tonight. I know it's a lot cooler than it has been these past lots of weeks when it's been very hot out, and I thank you all for coming out. The concert and the radio broadcast are brought to you by Beckman TV in a Plant and Standard of Beaverdale, the place for the building professional and the do-it-yourselfer. And tonight's concert is underwritten by the Catherine Coberly Memorial. Our conductor tonight is the... You know, someone that I've known for a very long time. He was my band teacher in junior high and high school. He has been the band director for junior high and high school at West Burlington for 31 years. And now he is here after teaching for so many years. He'll be continuing teaching, and he's going to direct the municipal band for you tonight. His name is Mark Evelyn, and I would like to introduce him and the Burlington Municipal Band to all of you.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be out here and see such a great crowd, both on the stage and on the audience. Normally, I would, of course, say thank you, Steve, but thank you, Athena, for the announcement. This is Steve's 39th year of writing RagBri. I think he's got 11 more years to go to meet his goal of 50 years. So, that first selection you just heard was written by composer Eric Osterling, entitled Mustang. It's a theatrical-type concert march and has a singing melody, full scoring, and strong beat, which are the hallmarks of every successful Osterling march. Our next selection is a popular selection for the concert band. It was written by John Detlick in 1989. He actually wrote the original version in 1971 and decided to rewrite this selection to make it more accessible to more bands without changing its character and impact in a major way. In his opinion, he satisfies both those criteria mentioned. Chorale and Shaker Dance 2 is an evolving treatment of two basic melody ideas, The first is a simple single-phrase chorale. The second is the traditional American shaker song, Simple Gifts. These two melodies are used in alternation, combination, and with extreme rhythmic variation throughout the composition. In particular, the chorale's varied presentations, especially in augmentation, create the work's most dramatic moments. We hope that you enjoy chorale and shaker dance too.
Thank you.
Just once again put in a word for the Catherine Coverley Memorial and all those others that have written and underwritten our concerts throughout the summer, because without the sponsorship from those bigger monies and for all the other money that is donated to the band, we really, really appreciate it and are so happy and grateful that you are willing to help support such a worthy cause. Our next selection is a little bit lighter than the one you just heard. It's a fun little piece entitled The Slippery Slide Rag. It features our trombone section because they've got that special ability to play the snare that is unique to their instrument alone. This is a contemporary selection. It was written by Ed Huckabee as a great recruiting piece, but written in an old jazz style, including a walking bass line and swinging woodwinds. And you say, why do you need a recruiting piece? Well, this was written for like the junior high level bands. I used this one this year with my 7th and 8th grade band, and they all claimed it was one of their favorite songs that we did all year. So we hope that you also enjoy it as much as my band did, and as they play The Slippery Slide Rag. good night for that one. We have 10 trombones back there tonight. That's quite a lot. All right, our next selection is going to feature someone from our percussion section. Our featureist soloist this night is Dave Scott, and he's going to be featured on a three-movement timpani solo. Here's what I know about the timpani soloist. Dave began playing with the band like in 1990. He is now the percussion section leader. He's also our audio recorder for the band, our equipment hauler, and after each concert, each conductor receives a CD of the concert that they conducted with some very creative artwork on the cover. Very creative. So, thank you for that. Shortly after he started with the Municipal Band, he was also asked to play with the Southeast Iowa Symphony, and he has also played in the Southeast Iowa Band as well. He used to have his big red truck that was parked in front of here, so if you get early enough, there was always a parked truck out here that was both hauling equipment and killing mosquitoes with the blue smoke coming out of his exhaust. Now we have a big white van, so if you have more mosquitoes, talk to Dave. It's his issue. But anyway, Dave does haul all the percussion equipment, so to have a big truck like that is really nice. But in addition to all his musical and equipment hauling contributions and recording contributions, Dave is also treasurer for the Burlington Municipal Band Foundation, so he keeps busy all year long with that, making sure our funds are coming in and allocated correctly, and so we really are thankful for him for that. So, while Dave has been with the band for as long as he has, and timpani, you usually notice the timpani. It's not very often that you actually get to be the feature soloist as a timpanist, and so he'll be tonight. This suite is written, like I said, in three movements, and that'll give Dave time to retune in between movements. I know you will enjoy Timpendium for Suite or Timpani and Band by William Shinstein. congratulations, Dave. That was wonderful. I thought the band did a nice job, but you really shined this evening. So once again, good job. What we really needed was a kind of a cool rising platform that could take over. I'm sure you could hear them. That's what it seems. All right, our next selection is written and arranged by Claire Grundman. He's put together, actually, this piece entitled American Folk Rhapsody No. 1, but this was the first in a series of four American Folk Rhapsodies. Now, this superb work was originally written in 1948. It includes selections, My Little Moby, more commonly known as On Top of Old Smoky, Shanty Man's Life, Sourwood Mountain, and Sweet Betsy from Pike. Mr. Grundman really does a great job presenting these folk songs, and I know that you're going to enjoy them. American Folk Song Rhapsody No. 1.
Thank you.
thank you so very much. I've got a little background information on our next election for you. It's a little worried, but it's pretty interesting. At least I think that is. I think it is. Our next election was first performed in Philadelphia on April 21st, 1899, at the Academy of Music. The next day's Philadelphia Times headlined the evening's concert with "Hands Across the Sea," was repeated three times. So it was very popular. Lots of encores. We will play it for you one time this evening. But these are Sousa's own thoughts on the march. This came from an unidentified clipping in Sousa's band press book. His newest march, "Hands Across the Sea," is he considers to be the best thing he has written, and it's proving popular wherever it is heard. There is in some quarters a mistaken impression concerning the foundation of which the march was written. Some people, looking upon it, judge from the title, "Hands Across the Sea," as having some reference to an alliance between the United States and Great Britain. The reporter didn't know that this was not the case when he asked Mr. Sousa about it yesterday. Sousa replied, "Positively no," said the march king when a reporter told him that some people thought "Hands Across the Sea" has some reference to proposed alliances. He said, "There's nothing in it." He said, "I wrote the march last winter when I was sick with typhoid fever, and during that same illness, I also wrote the hymn, 'Why Should the Spirit of Mortal Be Proud?' In every country in the world, there are people, many of them, who look upon the United States as being the ideal republic, big, strong, progressive, and in every way the model after which other nations should be patterned. They regard the United States as having the one ideal government of the world, and they teach their children so too. They feel friendly to us and our institutions, and the Hands Across the Sea was written simply as an expression of friendship and good feeling toward all those people of foreign lands who regard us so favorably." He continues on. He says it was particularly written as an expression of friendship, encouragement, and goodwill to those who were born in foreign countries and then came to America to find home in a land of perfect freedom, or to those who sprang from parents of foreign lands as I did. I was born in Washington, but my father was practically an exile from Spain, and my mother was a German. The concept of Hands Across the Sea is of especially interest to me and to my children, and it is to all who spring from foreign parents or who were born abroad. So those are the words of Sousa. And so we hope that you enjoy his big hit, "Hands Across the Sea." Thank you. One's own imagination can often be a tremendous tool for inspiration. On any given night, darkness can erupt onto an awakening of both prolonged and sudden flashes of light, colorful fireworks cascading against the background of the starlight, an electrical storm on the distant horizon, and the illumination of the city witnessed from high above in a flame are but a few of the creative visions that have inspired this musical work. Ignite the Night by James Swearingen will feature the percussion section, creating our thunder and lightning with the entire band adding to the storm with their body percussion hand clapping. Supposedly James Swearingen really got this one right. We hope you enjoy Ignite the Night. Thank you very much. Our protection section, ladies and gentlemen. Our next selection, Salvation is Created, is a hymn that really shows off the sonority of the band. The following are the lyrics. Salvation is created in the midst of the earth, O God, O our God. Hallelujah. Pavel Chesnikov was, I almost said it right. Pavel's his first name, though, that is correct. He was a renowned Russian composer of sacred choral music. Salvation is created, was actually conceived as a six-voice chorale work in 1912. It is based on Psalm 74. This piece is actually a Russian communion hymn and is unbelievably beautiful. We hope that you find our performance of Bruce Housenek's arrangement as beautiful. Interesting as the concerts get later in the season, it gets a little darker up here on the stage as well. Oh, we have a fun piece for you now. This is selections from Hairspray the Musical. Here's a little background if you don't know about it. It took place in 1962 in Baltimore, Maryland, and quickly, a quirky little plus-size Tracy Turnblad has had one dream, and that dream was to dance on the Carney Collins show. A little TV show with dancing on it, like American Bandstand. When she gets put in detention with the African-American students in the school, they teach her some of their dance moves, and her newfound groove wins her a spot on Corny's show. Overnight, Tracy transforms from a nobody into a star, and she uses that newfound influence to advocate for racial integration on the television show. Tracy finds scrutiny and bullying from the network producer Velma and her popular but vicious daughter Amber. And with help from Heartthrob Lynx, host Conan Collins, and Motormouth Maybell, she's the host of Negro Day on that same show, Tracy overcomes the odds and succeeds in her mission to integrate the Conan Collins show. In Ted Ricketts' arrangement of Hairspray, you will hear the following selections: Good Morning Baltimore, The Nicest Kids in Town, Run and Tell That, I Know Where You've Been. This will feature Ted Francis on the alto saxophone solo. The Big Dollhouse. You Can't Stop the Beat. The title of Hairspray actually comes from within the show because it's obviously a pretty heavy message that they're getting across. But Hairspray was sponsored by a wonderful Hairspray product. So, and that's where they get the musical name from. So we hope you enjoy this fun musical, and the styles of the musical have you dancing your sheets. See, Hairspray.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Nice job, Ted and the band. The next selection we're going to perform for you, as the band moves forward from the stage to the big screen, this is going to be a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, back to the Jurassic period, and then finish with a visit from the extraterrestrial. All brought to you by the compositions of John Williams and his movie Adventures, featuring the themes from Star Wars, Duel of the Fates, Jurassic Park, and E.T. the Extraterrestrial. We hope you enjoy our final selection of the night, John Williams' Movie Adventures. Thank you. coming again. And I would like to once again say thank you to our sponsor, the Catherine Coverley Memorial, for this concert, and to all our sponsors. And next week, our conductor will be Carmen Lochner. We're now going to finish with Stars and Stripes Forever.